afternoon and welcome to the first in a new show for Siren FM called Food for Thought. My name is Charlotte Reed and I'll be guiding you through all things food, looking at local foods, places to eat and recipes. Coming up on today's show, I find out how many Jubilee themed food products can be found in the shops. And I also showcase two recipes so that you can make oaty biscuits and lemon drizzle cake for yourself at home. First, each week I'm going to profile local places to eat that are maybe off the beaten track. So earlier this week I headed down to the Cafe Thomas 2 to speak to the owner Sarah Thomas. The cafe, which is in St Swithin's Square in Lincoln, is a family-run business and Sarah started by telling me how the cafe began.
It's my parents' business. They started up 10 years ago and I went into business with them 5 years ago and launched this shop here in Lincoln. And then we closed Thomas 2 in Newark in March 2010 because the town was developing differently.
And so why did you move to Lincoln?
Newark's just a market town and our product is quite universal. So Newark was going quite quiet, so we thought we'd bring it to a city and develop it here. And it's, touch wood, it's going quite well.
And so what is like a normal day for you working here?
Usually starts about 6 in the morning when I arrive here, set the place up, get it ready. We've also got catering on the side of the business, so that usually takes up most of the morning. Bake cakes in the morning, and then in the afternoon, usually it calms down a little bit, but then we've got sort of the coffee shop side of it and afternoon teas. Every day's different. Some days are more stressful than others.
And on your website, you talk a lot about how Thomas 2 has a sort of mission. Could you tell me a bit more about it?
Most companies have a mission and ours is just to provide a good service, proper homemade cooked food, whether it's just a snack or our catering or anything like that. We try to do it locally sourced as best we can, free range eggs and chicken. Yeah, and it's just to provide a nice ethic, so, you know, surrounding our business, that's all.
And why is it important to you to do the local produce?
I think it shows that we care, and we do. You know, I mean, like the free-range eggs and things, you know, we don't like the battery farm eggs, that sort of thing. Also, it's nicer produce. I mean, our ham is from a local butcher's, and our chicken and everything is local. And we just find it's a nicer food.
And how do you keep coming up with ideas for the menu and for the catering service?
Well, we're quite fortunate. We're fairly flexible as a company, so we tend to pick up on trends and things like that. So we've got cake push pops coming out at the end of this summer. Mm-hmm. We're developing those. Last summer was the cake pops themselves.
So what's a push pop?
A push pop is just in like a, it's a bit like a yogurt pot in plastic, and then you push the bottom. I can't remember what ice cream it used to be. It used to push the bottom and it used to push
those,
up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can do those in cake now. But as for food and things, we tend to follow sort of seasonal fruit and veg. So that kind of lends itself to different menu ideas. And then we're always sifting through, you know, magazines and local ads and things like that. And you just pick up bits and pieces and convert them into our.
And we'll be coming back to Sarah later in the show, where she reveals what the best bit of her job is.
When you meet someone's expectations and then a bit more, and then they look absolutely astounded at what you've provided for them, and they're really thankful and really grateful, and it makes you realise that it was worth all that stress, hassle and bother.
Here I am in my kitchen, and I'm going to make a lemon drizzle cake. Now, this is essentially the same as making a normal cake, but it has lemon flavouring and a lemon sugary top. So start off by weighing out all the ingredients you need for the cake. You can find the exact measurements on the Siren website. For this recipe, you will need butter, sugar, eggs, flour, baking powder, milk, and one large lemon. Before cooking, grease a tin for the cake. Now, it doesn't really matter what shape it is, but as long as the tin is big enough to hold all the cake mixture. And then preheat the oven to 180 degrees or gas mark 4. To make the actual cake batter, pour in the sugar and the butter into a bowl and cream them together. Next, add the eggs and beat them into the mixture until it looks smooth. Then add the flour and the baking powder and fold them carefully into the mixture. Then add 6 tablespoons of milk and mix. You should then get a mixture which will drop off the spoon easily. If it's too wet, add some more flour. Too dry, add some more milk. Then add the lemon rind. Mix well and pour into the tin. Then the cake mix goes into the oven for 30 to 40 minutes, or until it is golden brown. Whilst the cake is in the oven, you can make the lemon flavouring, which is made up of the juice of the lemon, some sugar, and some water. Heat the water and sugar together into a saucepan until all the sugar has gone. Then pour it into a jug and add the lemon juice. Once you have taken the cake out of the oven, pour the lemon mixture you just made over the cake and allow them to cool. And that's all you need to do. If you'd like any more details on how to make any of the recipes featured in the show, then just head over to the Siren website and click on the show Food for Thought. There you'll also find some step-by-step video guides to help you out with any of the recipes you decide to make. Now, Saturday, the 2nd of June, is the beginning of the Jubilee weekend. These few days will be a time to celebrate the Queen's Diamond Jubilee, which marks 60 years of Queen Elizabeth II on the throne. But have you noticed that because of this, there is an alarming amount of Jubilee-themed products and packaging in the shops? Myself and Jonathan Cresswell went to find out how serious this problem really is.
So we are just heading to the supermarket now to see how many things we can find. But what are the rules of the game?
Well, I think for it to classify, it has to be a food product.
That helps.
It has to have the Union flag on it, some wording saying Happy Jubilee or the Queen's face.
Excellent. Let's go in then.
So we've just come back from our little trip to the supermarket. Now, John, how many items would you have guessed before we went would have been Jubilee themed?
I was thinking it'd probably be somewhere around 30, which is still quite a big number, but I don't know what the actual result is. How many did we find total then?
In total, we found a massive 67 food items that were Jubilee themed alone.
You could have a whole little Jubilee party just based on things in the packaging.
You could. I mean, there's a number of cakes, crisps, pork pies. It wouldn't be the healthiest picnic.
No,
but it'd be a fun one.
It'd be a good one. I have to say, I did like it when they tried British chicken sausage and stuffing sandwich. Why is there a Union flag on that? Pointless. However, if you try and work in your name, doing a little pun, all good. I like the puns.
My personal favourites were you could get Jubilee-themed brie, that well-known British cheese, and also Jubilee-themed Tabasco sauce.
Well, as well as a cheese and onion quiche, and chunky coleslaw. All those traditional British things that you think of the Queen, you think of coleslaw.
I was particularly disappointed that she won't have any ice cream for her Jubilee picnic.
She's got enough cake, though. I mean, you won't need ice cream if you've got that much Jubilee-themed cake.
And she has scones, so, you know, she's probably sorted.
So, has any of the Jubilee-themed food and packaging made you buy it? Or are you having a Jubilee-themed party this weekend? Let me know. You can get in contact by going onto the Siren website. I'd also like to see any pictures of any Jubilee-themed parties or picnics you decide to have over the weekend. Now, earlier in the show, we heard from Sarah Thomas, the owner of the Thomas 2 Cafe. She spoke about the importance of her cafe creating quality homemade food using locally sourced products. Now we get to hear from Sarah about how she's trying to get more people to find out about her cafe.
We've tried all sorts of advertising in the past and we haven't found it very successful, so we've given up on that. It's mainly through word of mouth, through our lovely customers coming back and spreading the word, and also through our website and being online. We've found that that's been a good key aspect of the business. So it's just kind of spreading us through our own means rather than using newspapers, magazines.
So what do you like putting back into Lincoln?
Well, as much as we can, really. I mean, we've done work with the YMCA, so we try and help that side. It's not just schools that we help with. The Education for Business Partnership, we also help with them. So it's mainly just work experience students that we take on. But it's a chance for them to perhaps see a skill that they hadn't realised they liked. At the beginning of the week, they're quite reluctant to start, and you get them involved in the baking and icing cakes, and by the end of it, they're signing up for a college course in hospitality and catering, so that's really nice.
And what is the worst bit of this job?
It's almost 24/7. You don't stop. From waking up in the morning to sometimes 8, 9, 10 o'clock and plus, you know, you're constantly thinking, or you've got cakes to ice, or a wedding cake to do, or quotations to sort out, and it doesn't stop. It's really hard to switch off.
Is it quite a lot of pressure doing a wedding cake?
Very. Really? There's a lot of pressure. From the baking of the actual sponge, to the icing, to the delivering. I mean, you've produced this gorgeous cake, and then you've got to deliver it, and you just hope that nothing happens on the way, or the sun, if it's really hot, you just hope that you don't open the van doors and it's melted, and it's quite stressful.
And then what's the best bit?
The best bit is when you meet someone's expectations and then a bit more, and then they look absolutely astounded at what you've provided for them, and they're really thankful and really grateful. And it makes you realise that it was worth all that stress, hassle and bother.
That was me talking to Sarah Thomas earlier in the week. Thomas Dew is a lovely cafe, and if you'd like to find out any more about it or listen to the interview in full, then check it out online over on the Siren website, which is sirenonline.co.uk.
We're back in my kitchen again, but this time to make some really simple oaty biscuits, which are essentially just a bit of a softer version than flapjack, really. What you will need for this recipe is butter, soft brown sugar, porridge oats, self-raising flour, and then any other ingredients you might want to add for taste, like chocolate chips or dried fruit. But you don't have to. I'm not. To find out how much of each ingredient you'll need and any other details, go to the Siren FM website. Now to start, you'll need to cream together the butter and the sugar. Then add the flour, the porridge oats, and anything else you fancy to flavour it, and mix them together. Once it's all mixed together, make 12 balls out of the mixture. Then squish them a bit until they're about a centimetre thick. This is so that they'll come out more biscuit shaped. Then bake in the oven at gas mark 4 or 180 degrees until the biscuits are golden brown, which should be about 20 minutes. And then you're done.
And that's all we have on today's show. I'll be back next week highlighting more local places to eat and with some more recipes for you to try out. If you do attempt to make any of the recipes from the show, then please do let me know, take a picture, send it to me. You can find out all the contact details by going to the Siren website and then clicking on Food for Thought. You can also find everything else from today's show and listen to it all over again if you like. That's all from me, Charlotte Reed, this week, and thank you for listening to Food for Thought.